The Senate passed the local control bill on a 21-19 vote, with five Republicans siding with Democrats in voting no. Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes says his bill is for parents.
Over and over and over again, I have been approached by parents in my district and from those outside my district saying we are very, very concerned about the content of the instructional materials that is being used to teach our students.
In a recent interview with Florida Public Radio, Hayes said some parents have complained to him about math teaching methods, including one assignment Hayes saw for himself.
You draw a square and you cut it into sections and you divide them diagonally and then you write the numbers of the problem around the square and everything. It's just a bizarre thing. It's a whole lot easier if you can teach a young person to memorize their multiplication tables and then bingo, bingo, they can get the thing solved.
But Hayes says by far the most common complaint he's heard is about literature parents perceive to be inappropriate. And that's exactly why some lawmakers fear the bill, which puts parents on instructional review committees. Orlando Democratic Senator Geraldine Thompson says the measure opens the door to censorship.
We may have school boards that object to the work of Mark Twain or object to any kind of emphasis on different beliefs, different lifestyles. And so I think that it's dangerous.
And several lawmakers speaking out against the proposal say it does something that's already possible under current law.
This is not really a sensible bill because we already have this law in place and school boards have not taken advantage of it.
That's Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel. Since last year, Florida law has allowed school boards to choose a local textbook adoption program that would preempt the state-level process. Not one has embraced that option. But Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley says school boards should take responsibility for what's taught in their districts.
If school boards don't have control over their curriculum and textbooks, really, what do they do? That's kind of their fundamental job. I mean, other than negotiating a union contract and figuring out who picks up your kid on a bus.
But some Democrats say school boards don't currently have textbook selection in their budgets. Miami Democratic Senator Gwen Margolis says the current process is much more efficient. A state panel of experts gives districts several textbook options for every subject.
They have a contract. They buy it cheaper. It's easier. Somebody else has gone through a dozen books.
Others call the bill an unfunded mandate that could cost school districts hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Hayes says they'll at least get some money from book publishers.
Current state law authorizes each school board to assess a fee of $3,500 for every book that is reviewed. Now, that will pay the expense.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, has reached the floor of that chamber as well. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.